So people ask me what it was like when you would lose money gambling. And it kind of went like this. You would leave the casino, you'd have no money left, all your overdraft options are completely out the window. Can't take any more money out of the ATM. So you get in your car. And the first thing you do is you look at your cup holder or your ashtray, whatever it is, and you take a look in there, you see if there's any change, see if there's anything left. And you realize, no, you cashed that before you went gambling. So you start the car and you got the radio on, but you're not really paying attention. And you're driving along and you're just kind of shaking your head a little bit. And you scream things. You're like, holy fuck! How did the dealer get a 13 card 21? I've never seen that before. Like, what is going on? This sucks. How did I do this again? How did I blow all of my money again? And then you drive along, it's silent, radio on the background, still not really paying attention. You're just shaking your head, and you get upset, and you start thinking of your options. You're like, who could I call? And you realize, oh, I can't call anybody because I owe them money. Like, you know what I mean? Who do I call? I'm screwed. I'm completely screwed. My life is over. And then you're sitting there, and you got tears in your eyes, and then you hear it. Dollar Loan Center. Dollar Loan Center. And then you're like, oh shit, everything's gonna be okay. Welcome to I Quit Gambling, So I Started a Podcast, hosted by comedian Benny Legg. That's me. Haven't done a podcast in a while, and I just figured out a way to make it easier for me to do it. So I, have a way of always doing the easy thing. So that's why this podcast may sound a little different. But you know what? And different doesn't necessarily mean better. I get that. But I wanted to get an episode out. I found some new ways to upload comedy that I did to the podcast. So today's little special episode, I did a set the other night at Rebar Open Mic in Las Vegas, and I recorded all my sets, and it went very well. So I'm gonna play that for you. I'm gonna play the whole set. It's 5 minutes of me doing actual stand-up. You guys that follow along, I tell you I'm a comedian. Let me play some of my sets, What else is new? Been a while since I did an episode. Nothing really new with me, Oh, yeah, I'm not working anymore, but it's no big deal. Doing comedy. I'm a comedian now. I'm officially a comedian. Yeah, I don't have a job other than being a comedian, Am I right? Comedian, not the quickest career choice if you want to make money, but you just gotta just keep showing up and eventually it'll work out. And I was joking with another comedian earlier today about, like, if what it is you just keep showing up, you keep showing up. That's it, because everybody shows up, but eventually you quit because you're just tired of showing up and it's such a grind. You quit. So if you just keep showing up and outlast the other guys, eventually they're gonna put you up on stage. It's really what it is. Just keep showing up. Don't worry about the material. Just show your face. I'm normally joined by my buddy. You guys know who he is. If you don't know who he is, go back and listen. If you follow along, you know who he is. I'm normally joined by him. He's not going to be joining me today, but he helped me out a lot. I actually just did a contest out here in Vegas at Rick's Smoke and Rollin' Barbecue. And the guy that helps me out with this podcast, I was overwhelming him. I'm feeding him all my jokes, all my sets that I'm doing up towards it. Working my ass off, trying to get better at this, trying to figure what it's all out. And I've just been bombarding him with all my shit, asking for advice and help. And he listens to everything and he helps me out. And that's why I figure, you know what? I bombarded him for 2 weeks, so let me just do this one on my own. I don't want to overwhelm him. I can't afford to have him quit. Plus I can't afford to lose the friendship, because if I ever relapse again, he was also my old personal loan shark. So I need to have that option available as well. But it's been over 15 months since I quit gambling. We're still on that streak. Everything is great. And yeah, comedy's been fun. Been getting out more since, you know, like I said, not working. Got a lot of time. You know, my friends say, you got a lot of time. You know, so my friends tell me they're married, they got kids. Tell me, I don't understand how much time I actually have. And it got me thinking about it. And they're right. I do have too much time because I'm single. I don't have any kids. And it's like I could go to Walmart. It could take me 2 hours. I could go to Walmart shopping. But I still have 22 hours of the day left to do whatever I want to do. I got all the time in the world. He's absolutely right. And he asked me, he's like, you spent 2 hours in a Walmart. That's pretty crazy. But I had to explain to him it's Las Vegas. So an hour 45 of the 2 hours at Walmart is fighting the urge to play a slot machine in the Walmart. You know what I mean? And that's kind of what it's like being a recovering degenerate gambler. So I hope this sounds good because I'm kind of rolling here and I'm having some fun. So yeah, let me get, I had a set. I'm going to play that set and then I'll tell you a little bit about it when we finish up.
Coming up is a very funny friend of mine. We actually performed recently at Rock and Rally. Give it up for Betty Lagg, everybody!
Oh, anybody here smoke weed?
Yeah!
Yeah, all right. Oh, yeah. You gotta be careful, Eddie. You gotta be careful with the weed. It messes with your memory. This morning I put two bagels in the toaster. Then I stared at the microwave. And then when I heard the toaster pop, I opened up the microwave, and I found two Hot Pockets I put in last week. And I ate them, because of the munchies, obviously. I love edibles, too. Edibles are great. You got your sativa, which makes you really awake. You got your indica, which knock you right out. The only thing is, don't mix up your edibles on an airplane. I get on this flight, turns out I'm an emergency exit row. And I think I want sativa edibles, so they're going over the speech, and I'm like, if this plane goes down, there's nobody fucking else you want in this plane. I am the best in the world at handling the emergency exit row. Then we take off, and I realize I mixed up my sativa and indica edibles. 3 minutes later, completely fucking unconscious. I wake up in Pennsylvania where I was flying on the runway. Nobody else in the plane except four police officers standing in front. And I hear one of them say, he's awake, get him. And they start walking towards me. So I escaped out the emergency exit. I told you I was fucking good at using the emergency exit. I know right where to hit it, the slide comes right fucking out. Yeah, no chance. I'm a stay up all night, sleep all day kind of guy. And every day, 8:30 in the morning, my neighbor lets his dog out when I'm trying to sleep. And the dog barks for a half fucking hour. So to get him back one night, I went outside at midnight, and I don't have any pets or animals. So what I did was I played Who Let the Dogs Out over my speaker boombox radio. And he comes outside, and I'm like, you did this, Roger! You fucking did this! You let the dogs out, Roger! And he's like, my name's Kenny. The wrong fucking neighbors. Weed. Be fucking careful with weed, man. We lived in from some pretty questionable situations, too. The other day, I'm out taking a piss in a bathroom stall, and written there's a phone number underneath that says Coke. And I never tried it before, so I decided to give the number a call. And when I went to pick it up, the guy tried to fuck me in the ass. I'm like, yo, what the hell are you doing? He's like, didn't you call the number for cock? I read the fucking thing wrong. And there were no refunds, so. We're sore today. Where are my ladies at? Any of you ever been fucked in the ass? Just read the room. Valentine's Day is coming up, trying to figure it out. I'm single, man, and I've come to realize I'm not a relationship person. That's why every time I hang out with a girl, I do subtle things to make sure they don't fall in love with me. Like every time I go on a date, I remove one hubcap from my car. If you make it to the fifth date, I remove the engine. A while back, I was supposed to hang out with this girl, and my buddy was supposed to come along. He was going to be my wingman. But she ended up canceling. She got sick. So that night, me and her were texting back and forth, and that's when it dawned on me, I should add my buddy to the conversation, so give me some kind of group chat wingman. So I put him in there, and everything's going smoothly. We're all talking back and forth. And then out of nowhere, my buddy sends a dick pic. And she hearted it. So then I sent a dick pic. And she thumbs downed it. But my buddy hearted it. So then she removed me from the conversation. Guys, I'm a recovering degenerate gambler. I recently celebrated 15 months without gambling. Guys, unless you're going to pull together and pay back all the money I lost, please don't clap, okay? But people ask me if I quit gambling because I had a gambling problem. And the thing is, I don't call it a gambling problem. I call it being an idiot. Like taking $300 you had put away for your girlfriend's birthday present 2 days before her birthday and then using it to enter a poker tournament? That's not a gambling problem. That's being an idiot. But taking a $10 Starbucks gift card that they gave you for entering the poker tournament and then giving it to your girlfriend as her birthday present. That's not a gambling problem. That's killing two birds with one stone. All right, guys, I'll be late. Thanks for listening.
That night was a lot of fun down Rebar. That's Tuesday night, every Tuesday night down in Vegas. Free open mic comedy. I love it. It's outside. It's beautiful. Once the weather gets nice, it's a lot more fun. But that was a good set. I wanted to play it for you. And yeah, I also want to take advantage of how easy it was to upload the set and how easy it is to record this podcast just by laying on my couch. I didn't have to set up a computer. I didn't have to set up a microphone. I didn't have to call anybody. Just laying on my couch, shooting the breeze into my phone, and it sounds good. I listened to the beginning before I started this, and I think it sounds good. So I am rolling. I keep saying we. There's nobody else here. We, because of you guys, the audience, we are all together. We are rolling. That was a fun set. I'm glad I had the opportunity to play that for you. People ask me how I come up with the stuff, and it's just basically some little thing that happened in my life that I turn into a story. And the thing is, on stage I get long-winded. Like you guys could tell, you guys listen to the podcast, I ramble sometimes. I go on stage, I get long-winded. These stories are too long, but I feel like I'm getting more comfortable because I'm getting out more with the repetition. And I'm starting to feel how to shorten these things down and just, you know, get to the point and finish it, you know, just finish it, as some would say. And if you guys have been following along, you get what I mean by just finish it, I think. I'm pretty sure I've done that on the show before. If not, well, then I just rambled for 25 seconds and nobody understands what I'm saying. Either way, I'm on the couch. I'm relaxing. This is great. And the thing is, you would think I would set it up because, like I mentioned earlier, I have all the time in the world, but no, because this right here is the easy way out. And I mean, nothing more I love than the easy way out. If you know me, that Benny Leg, easy way out kind of guy, that's what people say about me. The NBA slam dunk competition was tonight. I'll throw a little sports into this. And I watched it because, again, a lot of time. And it's, the announcers, they just say the same thing over and over. They're like, they should score that an 11. That should be an 11. That should be an 11. Because they score these things on 1 to 10. 1 to 10 scale. And everybody kept getting the same score because you could only score 1 to 10. So, you know, 2020, can we get a movement going where whatever competition it has to be, why are we scoring on a 1 to 10 scale? Like, I don't understand. I believe that system was invented when numbers were first invented. So they only had 10 numbers. They're like, hey, we're going to score this on a 1 to 10 scale. And since then, it feels like it hasn't been updated. There's way more numbers than 10. And if you're scoring 1 to 10, you're going to get ties. So they went into a dunk off, and there's all this controversy. And nobody cares about the slam dunk contest until you're able to make a big deal about it. And the thing is, people don't even care that, you know, it's a joke of a contest. They just want to make a big deal about stuff. That's how people are nowadays with all this social media and stuff. And so there's my NBA rant. Not even really an NBA rant. Just like, you know, 1 to 10. Why are we stopping at 10? Why? I don't understand. There's infinity. 1 to infinity. Guy does a perfect dunk, you score him an infinity. The guy got 5 infinities across the board. That's an amazing dunk. You get 5 tens across the board, you only scored a 50. There's a billion numbers left. There's more than a billion. There's infinity numbers left. 1 to 10. Let's get with the times, people. 2020, we're still scoring things on a 1 to 10 scale. It's ridiculous. It's just ridiculous. This is fun. Just laying on the couch, spitting in my ideas. This is the easy way out. It's the easiest way to do it. So maybe I'll do more of these. And yeah. So right now we're going to update the counter. We update a counter at the end of every show to say how many months it is without gambling or episodes without gambling. I've forgotten what I do. I've forgotten what I do on my own show. This is why I need help on the show, not in life. So we're going to update the counter right now. I have a counter. I update it every episode for all the episodes without gambling. The counter currently sits at 35 episodes without gambling. And right now, I'm going to update that counter to 36 episodes without gambling. So I do a sound effect every show, and that sound effect was a lighter because it was the closest thing to me. And I figured, hey, if I'm going to make a sound for the thing, let's just find the easiest thing to make a sound. Thank you, guys. This has been fun. I don't know why I'm thanking you. You're not here. But thank you for listening. Yeah, this was easy. So easy. This was easy. This took me 20 minutes. Normally takes me like 5 hours worth of editing. Now, once again, I don't know if easier means better. I don't know that. But this felt good just laying on the couch, spitting in my rants and playing a set. This felt good. This felt like one of the best episodes without listening to it back. I don't even think I'm going to listen to this one back. If I do that, that's not that easy. So maybe I'll just put it out there and you guys have fun with it, because I don't want to brag, and I don't like to bring money into it, but every time one of you guys listen to an episode, I make a penny. Okay, so spread the word, get it out there, give it. Listen to Benny for a penny. It's gonna be the new slogan. Listen to Benny for no, you know, you guys get it. You guys get it. I'm rambling again. I do this. That's it. The show is done. That's it. Finish it. Just finish it.